Good morning, everyone. Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam right here in lovely Cornelius on a rainy day. Absolutely. I wish this weather would have been better. It actually took me a little longer to get to the studio today than I had projected, not because of the traffic, but because of the weather and some slow driving going on. But we've got a great show for you today. It's always a deep pleasure for me as your mayor to talk to folks that are such a major part of the fantastic, top-rated Cornelius Police Department. And, you know, boy, we've got some great stories to tell you today about some great things that you may not know about as it relates to community policing. That is a concept that we use often. I think other towns and cities around the country also use that that phrase to describe the way they do business, but I think we got it right here in Cornelius, and it's been an evolving thing for many years, and it's what makes our police department so special, and that is community policing. And, you know, I've got a couple fantastic guests that I think can help me tell you that story better than anybody, and that would be two of our wonderful top-ranked officers in the Cornelius Police Department, Officer Vinny D. I can't say your name, Vinny. D. Girolamo, right?
Yeah, very close, yes,
that's
sir.
That's really, really close. You can say it better here, but I just call you Vinny, and that's we just stop it at that. And also Sergeant Scott Lee, and just appreciate your time, Vinny and Scott, being here and telling us about this this great program that we've got going on in Cornelius. I think it's something that our surrounding towns, if I don't think they emulate it as well as we do, but I'm pretty prejudiced about that as well. So anyway, going first to Officer Vinny, tell us about what goes on with your job as the community engagement officer for the Cornelius Police Department. And how long have you been with the Cornelius Police Department?
So, well, first of all, thank you very much for having me on the show. This is my first time, and I'm very excited to be here. But I come from a public safety background years ago. I was in the fire service, and then after doing that, I was in sales, actually, for about 11 years. But my dream was to always be a police officer. It's just something I've always aspired to be. I've always had a deep admiration for law enforcement, but at the time, when I was much younger, it's just the opportunity wasn't there. My wife and my family moved down to North Carolina about 4 years ago, started poking around a little bit, just piqued my interest, and never gave up, on the dream of maybe one day being a police officer. So I was lucky enough to get hired by the Cornelius Police Department at the ripe old age of 52. And,
wow.
So I had put myself through the basic law enforcement training, and you know, lo and behold, here I am, and I'm living out my dream. So that's my story.
Well, that's quite a story. And, you know, these guys love what they do, and that is certainly visible as it relates to their service to our community. Now, Sergeant Scott, how long you been around? You've been around a while, haven't you?
I've been around a little bit.
Yeah.
So I originally started with the Newton Police Department back in 2013 when I was 22, so mm-hmm. A little bit of a difference from Vinny's story, but definitely going from there. But I started here with the Cornelius Police Department in 2015.
Okay, gotcha.
I've done a little bit of everything, been on patrol for a while, been on our traffic team to deal with some of the issues going into there, and mm-hmm. now I'm our support services sergeant.
Oh, that's awesome. Yep. That really is. So I see you guys out and about a lot, and I know you work together, and so we're going to actually clarify how that happens here in our town and what you deliver to the citizens of our town in relations to working with our entire community. So tell me a little bit about how this type of program became a part of policing, if you will. You know, I think it's something that's caught on around the country. You guys get a bad rap from some folks, which I don't think you deserve with funding and things like that. It's certainly not that way in Cornelius. You got a lot of support from this community, and I know you feel that.
Yep. Yes.
You know, when I'm out and about, you're on the top of everybody's mind, and everybody's so grateful for what you do, but particularly this aspect of community engagement. What are the aspects of that that make this function pretty special to our town and to our department?
Sure. So, you know, every police department has a community policing division. It's very important that obviously our first line of duty is to uphold the law, you know, is to enforce the law, but it goes way beyond that. You know, community policing bridges the gap between the citizens and the community and the police department. I think it's so important to have trusting relationships with the police and the community. And how we do that here in Cornelius is just basically, you know, getting out and meeting folks and having these community events and let them know that we're here to support their efforts. We expect the same in return. We just feel that it is such an important role in the police department, again, because in their time of need, obviously they're going to call us for, you know, different types of service that they need, but going out and just shaking hands with people, being visibly seen in the community, you know, letting them know that we are here to support anything that they need, you know, not just in their time of need and time of service, but other than that.
Well, that just increases folks' comfort level, and right. Particularly you do a lot for kids, don't you? You start them young, and I like that.
Yes, you know, we do. We feel that the kids are very impressionable, especially at a young age. So we want them to grow up to learn how to trust and respect the police. We hope that their parents are encouraging that type of, you know, behavior and thought process. You know, some do and some don't. I mean, that's the reality of it. But if we can make a child feel more secure and more safe and more trusting in the community, that goes a long way. Because, you know, years from now, they may grow up and they may ask, hey, who was your mentor? Who did you really aspire to be at one time? Well, I had this police officer that was my mentor and my buddy, and he taught me a lot of good, valuable lessons in life. So that's the end goal, is to get the kids in the community to trust and to respect and to know that we're there for them, mm-hmm. you know, when they need it. And there are several programs that we are starting to incorporate right. now that involve the youth. Yeah. So some youth after school programs.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So Scott, I bet you guys work pretty closely with the school resource officers, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah, I figured that. I do want to drill down and talk about that.
Absolutely.
Because Cordes has a really distinct uniqueness about it. One of the best things that we did a couple boards ago, we had a little bit of a challenge getting this through, but finally we can look to our citizens and say that we have school resource officers in every single Cornelius school.
Yes, sir.
We have four schools, and I think that is so critical. I can't figure out why the school system can't actually put that as a part of their programming. But nevertheless, we did it. We stood up and we did the right thing. So,
yes,
you know, we'll be back in just a moment. And I want to talk about that opportunity with school resource officers.
Sir.
Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam, and we'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. We'll return with more of Mayor Woody Washam and About Town in just a moment on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. We are back with more of About Town with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
And we're back. Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam right here in the Cornelius studios of WSIC. And, you know, we're about town today on a pretty important topic involving the Cornelius Police Department as it relates to our community engagement. That is a mission of our department, to engage our community in a lot of activities that relate to crime prevention, I think, is where this really ends up. And one of the great places to start, as we have noted earlier, is with our kids. And we were talking about our school resource officers that fortunately that our town board, we talked them into funding here, fully funding. our school resource officers for all of our schools. We had them in our high school and our middle school, but we just didn't have them in our elementary schools, and that was a missing ingredient. I mean, think about the national tragedies that we heard have heard occurring in our elementary schools throughout the country. Pretty scary, and we needed to step up as a town and rectify that, and we did it. And I think this program of community engagement fits just very nicely with that. And Sergeant Scott, you want to follow up with that and tell us what goes on as it relates to those community resource officers and how this program ties right into it.
Yes, sir. So like you said, Mr. Mayor, one of the fortunate things for this year, our town council and yourself and our community as a whole really saw a need as far as, like you said, kind of around the world as a safety issue as well. A big thing for our elementary schools at the time didn't have an SRO. So the council at the time stepped up, got us funding. Not even our other two SROs were funded through CMS. And at the time, they weren't wanting to kind of fund over for the elementary schools. So the town stepped up and were able to support us, and can't thank them enough and y'all enough for being able to step in there and see that need. But we were able to get two SROs for our elementary schools this year. There was a selection process, and we were very diligent on who we put in there. So I'm sure most of the listeners probably even have met Officer Rucker, who is at JV Washam, which, amazing young man. He's been here for about 7 years. He's on our SWAT team as well, which gives him that extra safety aspect with it. And Officer Rowe, that's at Cornelius Elementary. Officer Rowe comes from a background also with kind of a SWAT background as well from his past, but also being able to step in there and been an SRO with several other elementary schools before. So they were both amazing candidates, and I can't say enough about the work that they do. But we were given the opportunity to put them in there, and even time and time again, when you go around to those schools, you're able to see the difference in the kids. It's no longer just, hey, officer, how's it going? They're coming up and high-fiving you and really excited about seeing you. And that's one of we talk about even the crime prevention aspect of it, but also the safety aspect of it. Well, if we can get to them early and be mentors in the elementary school, in the middle school, in the high school, and even when they go off to college, we love to hear from them or see what they're doing or see them later on in town coming back with great careers and being able to help out and some of them even stepping into law enforcement roles as well themselves. So we're very proud of that. It's an amazing thing. And myself and Officer DiGirolamo take that to heart as well. We love to get out there with the kids and help out from our office. And we also helped coach the Bailey Broncos football team this year. Yeah, so yeah. That was a good time. So go Broncos.
Yeah, go Broncos. I'm sure there's some stories there as well.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, that was a big day when we got those school resource officers in schools, and a great start to building a lot of wonderful programming around that. I've in and out of our schools every once in a while, and just to see them in action really warms your heart. And also see them out and about in the community.
Yes, sir.
Because if school's closed a day or so, you know, you might see them out for breakfast once in a while.
Yep.
So enjoy that, and enjoy spending time with them. They've got some great stories to tell, great pictures to show. Yep. And, you know, I know that they've got a lot of support coming at them from the PTO organizations.
Absolutely.
Within those schools and so forth. So,
yep.
Matter of fact, I wasn't able to attend a breakfast over at JV Washam.
Yep.
In their honor. Yep. A while back, but I'll make it next time for sure. So that was a good act on behalf of our board and the police department to make that suggestion.
Absolutely.
So
and as you said there too, it opens up our eyes too to what kind of programs, what are the needs now that we need in the school, not just the safety, but on the community side of it as well, which kind of where we lead into as well. What do the kids need? Do they need supplies? Do they need a mentorship? Do they need after school programs? Do they need this? Now I have eyes and ears that are in the school every single day that are able to bring me that. Myself and three other guys are in our office, so that's more resources that we're even able to kind of pitch in there if we're saying, hey, we need an event, or hey, we need a sports team kind of getting helped out. Same thing with the Bailey Broncos, where they're kind of low on coaches. And myself and Officer DiGirolamo were just walking around one day, and we talked to the athletic director, Don Real, and he was like, well, yeah, y'all used to play football. You can come over and help.
Well, listen to that. I tell you, nice fit there.
Yep.
Absolutely nice fit. So, Anybody out there got any questions for our great officers here as it relates to our community engagement here in the town of Cornelius, feel free to call us. We'd love to put you on the line and have a little discussion. And you can reach us at 1-844-STUDIO-4, 1-844-STUDIO-4. So give us a call and get more detail from these guys. They do a tremendous job for our community, and we continue to build this community engagement process. So tell me, Officer Vinny, how you get to people, and how do you engage with folks? I know there's a multitude of ways that I happen to know about. I've been to some of your afternoon cone with a cop and coffee with a cop, or you know, different programs you have out in the community like that, and they're fantastic. And you know, to see those little kids coming in awe, and you guys hugging up on them, and really spending some quality time with them, kind of warms your heart.
Yes. Yeah, that's one of the things that we really love about our division, is getting out, like I said, getting out in the community and doing these little, pre-planned hosted events. You know, as you mentioned, Coffee with a Cop is always a great thing for us. It gets us out to the coffee shops, and we just did one at Starbucks. We did one at the Waterbean Cafe, and we plan on doing a few more.
You did one at the ice cream store, didn't you?
Yes. So we this past Friday, we just did Cone with a Cop, and as you said, the kids love it. You know, they love that we come out there, and it's not just us. I mean, the other officers get involved too. Our deputy chief is Jennifer Thompson. She's very involved in this. Chief Balcom. We have so much support from our officers and from our administration, which makes it that much better. Mm-hmm. But so we plan on doing pizza with the police over at Brooklyn South.
So I love it.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. It's my favorite food, by the way. So we do that. So these are things that are kind of pre-planned and have been in place for quite some time. And it's been very successful. But we want to go beyond that. You know, it's just doing these little meet and greets. And it's as simple as myself or Sergeant Lee or Corporal Graham Smith. He's very, very proactive in the community. Actually, he ran most of the community in addition to everything else that he was doing in support services until I took over. So I was able to alleviate some of that off his plate.
Sure.
We have a new recruiter, Michael Moore, who's fantastic. And he's very supportive in the community with us. But it's basically just getting in the car, going out, stopping to see a bunch of kids that are playing basketball. Pickleball is a big thing now, so we go to Robbins Park, we get out, we start talking to the pickleballers, if you will.
Sure.
And we just shake hands with people and just let them know, hey, if you need anything, we're here. So it's not just pre-planned events, it's spur of the moment, spontaneous, get out, drive around, walk around the town, see people in the park, and just have a nice conversation with folks, you know, and that's really what the community policing is. It's going down random streets, especially the kids now in the summer. They're selling ice cream and lemonade stands and things mm-hmm. like that. We love to drive through the neighborhoods, get out and have a glass of iced tea with mm-hmm. them or a glass of lemonade. It's the little spontaneous things like that that really make up what the community policing is involved with.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the fabric that I think makes our town special. You know, we talk about the Cornelius Way quite a bit in our town. It's a concept that's a little hard to define, but it's real. And all the things we're talking about today are truly the Cornelius Way of doing things, and that makes us a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And, actually to be able to stand out somewhat. So, you know, you mentioned a minute ago, I think you did some recruiting for the police department for a while, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did. So I was, I was on patrol for about a year, and this recruiting opportunity came to be, and I threw my hat in the ring, and I was lucky enough to be chosen the department's recruiter, and I'll tell you, the reason why we got to the community spot was we were told that, well, we can't do that 66th spot, which is the community engagement position, until the department is full.
Mm-hmm.
So with the efforts of everyone in our division, everyone had a hand in this. It wasn't just one person. Everyone came together as a group, we came together as a department, and we were able to get our police department fully staffed.
That is something.
At 65.
Oh, wow.
Which was fantastic.
I'm so proud of that. Yes. You know, we had our issues with that for a lot of reasons. I mean, people were leaving the field.
Right.
And, you know, actually recruiting people that wanted to make this commitment in their life to serve this any community as a police officer was getting pretty thin. And you compound that with pay that was not competitive, that was a serious time for our town. And I can remember being a big advocate for getting us up to par, and that was the start of really fixing these openings. I remember when we were down 12 or 13 people at one time. Right. So anyway, we're good now.
Yep,
and, I'm happy with that.
Yes.
This is Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam, and we will be right back for the next segment.
More About Town with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam, coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. About Town continues now. Here's your host, Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam, on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
We're back. Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam here for our third segment. Man, time is flying when you're talking to great police officers about such a great, great topic. And, you know, we were talking about the quality of our police department and some of the great recruiting that has gone on to build our program, such as this community engagement program that's so important. So that's been a journey, hasn't it, guys? I mean, it really, really has.
Yep.
And it's something that you've really got to stay on. And that's some of the hammers that I'm pounding on our town board right now, that you know, you can't look away or close an eye as it relates to staying on top of the quality of really employees throughout our town government to serve our people, because our people expect a lot. They really do. But you know, it all boils back to the community. I think helping us buy into this Cornelius way of doing things. And you see citizens doing such fine things that serve our community. It really, really warms my heart. So, you know, once a year, I have the only vote here, but I will actually name a community citizen of excellence and give them an award toward the end of the year. That comes up in December every year. So I'm sitting here in April going, my goodness, there's so many, many names on the table. How am I right. going to get to who gets this award?
Yeah.
I think one year I gave it to three people because I couldn't decide.
There you go. That'll work.
But you know, the mayor doesn't have much power, but you know, that's one little thing that I can do if I want to. So that's one thing that we head down that track. So you guys have a new slogan as well, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And tell us about that and how that came about and what the basis of it was.
So last year we talked about the Cornelius way, which is we've always had that saying for the town and utilized it, and it's great. I love it. And then last year when I got up to the support services division, Chief Balcom kind of tasked our office with Officer DiGirolamo and Corporal Smith to kind of find our identity as well as a police department and what we really encompass, what's important to us, what's important, what are our goals, what are we reaching for at that point. So after a lot of just talking to officers and doing lists and doing different things and a lot of hard work from even Officer DiGirolamo over here doing a lot of PowerPoints too. So, but we were able to kind of start grasping on our own slogan, and now we had to kind of present this up the chain, and this came really from the officers at that point. But once we did it, even myself and Officer DiGirolamo and Corporal Smith even chose the same thing with just looking through this section of words right. and put it together.
Right.
But we eventually came up with family strong, community focused.
Yeah.
And the chief and deputy chief and all of them absolutely loved it. And what that kind of means for us is we're family strong. Yes, we're strong on our families outside of everything, but we're also strong on the families in town here. The families to us are very important. We spend sometimes more time throughout the week with our Cornelius family, more than my own family back at home. And that's what that family strong is, mm-hmm. is these families out here are my family as well. I'm here to take care of them. I'm here to see what their needs are, mm-hmm. to help them through anything. And being that community-focused aspect of it, too, is shifting that. All right, what does our community need? What's the needs for every walk of life, for anybody that we can try to help out? And that's kind of what we went into slogan-wise. It's like, these families are important to us, and we're also going to focus on this community. This is going to be our focus.
Yeah, that's outstanding, and it really plays back into the emphasis that we're putting into this community policing, community engagement opportunity. And I see that as a great opportunity for our community to build, I think, just knowledge of our citizens to what you guys deal with and what individuals can do to help you prevent crime in our city. And, you know, the reality of all this is as we grow, as our region grows, it really draws more concern for that. It really does. As traffic increases and, you know, you name it, it really, really increases a concern that more crime will come to our community. So I think we're doing pretty well in that aspect. Folks have, one thing for sure, they have learned that if they do something in our town, they're going to get their picture taken, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So
right.
That
That's
is right. for sure.
Yes.
With 100+ cameras all over our town, yep. Folks are going to get their picture taken, and that has really helped in the solution of crime here in our
Absolutely.
Community. And if folks think they're going to get caught, they're not going to do it yep. generally. So really, really excited about that. And I think we've taken a right approach over a number of years and got pretty doggone good at it.
Absolutely.
I think we've absolutely got good at it for sure. So other programs that you guys have come up with, I know you've got some new initiatives going on. To talk first about the programs that have been in place for quite a while that are working, ones that you'll continue or ones that you want to enhance a little bit. Vinny, what's the story on that?
Sure. So, We've had the Community Watch program in place for a number of years. If you drive through certain neighborhoods, certain communities, you will see the sign posted. This is a Community Watch program in neighborhood that's monitored by the Cornelius Police Department, and it's been successful, over the years. But it's gone a little bit by the wayside, not from the police department aspect, but because some of the residents in the community, some of the residents and the renters and the property managers, they're very busy what they do day to day. There's a lot of moving parts when you are in something like that. So it kind of just, as I said, it kind of went by the wayside a little bit, but now we are trying to re-engage this. This crime prevention initiative is something we take very serious. We want to start it up again. We would love to see most, if not all, the neighborhoods in Cornelius be a part of the program. And again, it's not just one person's effort. It's everyone has to get involved. The residents and the citizens who live in these communities, live in these neighborhoods, they're an extension of the police department, if you will. They're the eyes and the ears of things that we can't see on a daily basis. Our patrol division does an amazing job. They do the best they can to get out and to do these crime prevention drive-throughs, if you will, during the day, during the night. There's only so much they can do. There's only so much that we can really handle. But if we can get the residents who live in these communities and these neighborhoods, if they can help us report crime, see something, say something, right? I mean, that's always been the thing. So we are doing everything we can to get out in front of HOAs, in front of the board members to say, this is what you need to do to be a part of the program. We have community officers, in place. And, we are just going to not stop until most of the neighborhoods are a part of this program, to let them know we're watching, but the citizens are watching, the residents are watching, everyone is out watching. So if you want to come to Cornelius and think you're going to commit a crime, well, you think twice, because everybody's watching. So,
and you're going to get caught.
And you're going to get caught, right. So these are, you know, with the help of cameras and, you know, again, everything that we have involved in this program, this is what, you know, this is something that we're going to keep fighting for. So
yeah, that's absolutely awesome. And you know, one of the fantastic things you guys do, and I've seen these videos, I've been a part of a few videos out there, but you know, you educate. You do a great job in educating people. And I'll give you one example. I can't understand why people don't lock their cars.
Right, right.
I mean, come on, people. Yep. If you pull up your car to your, you know, to your front door at night, lock it. Your car, and it makes a huge difference. And I bet you a huge percentage of the crime related to car thefts or things, you know, stealing items out of cars is related to folks not locking their cars. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know the 100% stat on that, but a lot of the ones that we go to are just unsecured vehicles at that point. And a lot of them get into this, well, I don't have a lot in there, I don't want to smash my window, I don't want to do that. Well, we don't get a lot of smash and grabs. Do they happen? Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
But a lot of it that our officers are responding to, like every morning coming in, is unsecure vehicles. And we are a very safe town. We don't want anybody to feel like we're unsafe, but also if you invite the crime in, and a lot of these people kind of run on the same circuit and everything else.
Sure.
So they start saying, all right, well, there's a lot of unlocked cars up here with a lot of good valuables in it. So we're going to keep kind of rolling into that at that point. So lock your cars, please. Stay safe. Keep an eye out on everything and try to help us out as much as you can.
Yeah, that's great advice. I mean, it really is. And it's just as simple as watching what's going on at your neighbor's house. Yeah. And, you know, I don't do as good a job as I should about letting my neighbors know when I'm gone. But you know, that's something that's pretty basic. If you're not at home for a while.
And, yeah. Sure.
You know, have a vacant house, it's probably good to, you know, let your surrounding folks know what's going on at your house. So anyway, I want to come back and talk about lake crime and what goes on our lake a little bit, because that's a whole new aspect.
Sure.
And we'll be right back. This is Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam with the Cornelius Police Department Community Engagement folks.
Here, About Town with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam. We'll return after this short break on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, more About Town with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam here, and we are About Town today with a couple of our great officers from the Cornelius Police Department that are particularly involved with our community engagement program that is such a critical part of our department that makes us a little bit special. So we were talking about, you know, really an education process with crime throughout our community. I think will make a huge difference. And one of the huge aspects of our community is the lake. So to our folks that live on the lake, would you have any advice for them? You know, they probably own boats, or they, you know, certainly have nice houses on the lake and so forth. And I think they become a little bit complacent sometimes. Yep. About protecting those properties. And I know that our lake patrol team does a lot to communicate with those folks and advise those folks. But from your standpoint, either one of you, what difference would that make? What could we do?
So the big thing on that, too, like you said, we have a very squared away lake patrol unit that is out there patrolling and try to keep everything safe. But again, we look at our citizens too to try to give us a little bit of help and kind of eyes and ears out there as well. Good lighting around any of the docks is always amazing. I see a lot of dark docks with a lot of boats out there where it's going to be hard to see at night. That's probably when some stuff's going to happen. Cameras lined up on the docks or anything kind of pointing down there towards you to kind of give you a heads up if there's any motion or anything going on with it. Securing your boat as well, making sure everything's good with it and make sure there's not a lot of valuables as well on there. But like I said, our lake guys do an extraordinary job on trying to make sure we're safe and making sure kind of going between the marinas and the docks and making sure everything's secure and nobody's really running anything in there.
Another aspect of policing that makes our town unique is our lake patrol. And so we can't have this conversation without talking about this.
Absolutely.
A little bit. So many people live in and around our lake and utilize our beautiful lake, and we're glad for that.
Yep.
But at the same time, there needs to be a way you go about that. And
absolutely.
And an awareness, at least. And we talked a lot about safety in the past, and we will continue to talk about that as we get into this coming season. But I know that comes from our Lake Patrol folks as well. So,
and we've had a lot of support on that end and getting another boat. And I know they've been working on another training facility up at Blythe. So we've had a bunch of different lake units even come up here because we are so unique in Cornelius to be able to come up here and train.
Exactly.
As well, and kind of see how we do things and take it to other lakes in the areas with Catawba County or Iredale or anywhere up at it. So we are very unique in that. We were able to get another new boat. Thanks for the support of with yourself and the town manager and everybody on the council as well. We were able to kind of get that rolling as well and get that out. So more eyes and ears, more safety checks, more ways to get more officers out there and kind of really talking about safety.
Exactly. Exactly. It all folds together for sure. So, Officer Vinny, we've got so much coming up. You've got a lot on your calendar. I do know that. Give us a little taste of what's coming up, and also make sure our listeners know how to get in touch with you. If they have ideas on ways you can become involved either with their HOA or with their organizations and so forth, I think it would be a truly unique opportunity for you to, and I think you're certainly willing to get the ideas from the citizens, aren't you?
Yes.
So how can folks contact you if they have such an idea?
Sure. And just to touch what you said, yes, we always welcome ideas. You know, we would love to have people give suggestions, you know, if they live in a community. And, you know, I say the community too, but it's not just residents. It's the business owners in town as well.
Absolutely.
You know, they work so hard to establish their business. They want to provide a service to everyone in town. So we want the business owners to also reach out to say, I would love to do an event. I would love to have you guys come out like coffee with a cop or pizza with the police, you know, little things like that. But it's not just that. It's if you feel like you want us to come out and talk about safety measures. You know, we also do like a security
checks on businesses, schools,
right,
anything, daycares,
sure,
yeah, things like that. Like we just recently did one at the what was the church there.
Yeah, off of John Connor. Yep.
John
Connor.
Safety
check off of
that.
A
safety check. They want us to come out and they want ideas from us to say how they can increase their security. So,
right.
So it's almost like a checklist. So, but yes, if anybody has any you know ideas or any suggestions or questions, they can call the police department directly. My email is vdgirolamo@corneliuspd.org.
Or if you want an easier one, mine's S's and Sam for Scott, and then Lee, L-E-E, at CorneliusPD.
Yeah, you can remember,
as well.
Folks, you can remember that one.
Probably, yeah, you probably should use that one.
That was only a four-letter one. You can get with it.
Yeah, I think I lost folks after the V.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but, just again, and we're open to suggestions and to, you know, and to ideas all the time. But again, not just from citizens, I keep saying citizens, but from the residents. It's business owners too. They are a very important part of our well-being in town. They are the ones that generate the revenue and provide the services for everyone who lives here.
Exactly. So, give us a rundown of what you got coming up. I know you've got it, or the police department at least has an event even tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. We are doing a candlelight vigil for Madalena. That's something that's going to be held, all depending on the weather. It's going to be at Smithfield Park. If not, it'll be in the town hall.
Mm-hmm.
Again, weather permitting. I believe that starts at 7 o'clock. It's something that we've been trying to do just to pay honor and tribute to Madalena and just keep the hope alive and keep her in her heart, all the time. So, but in addition to that, we have our big event this year is going to be our National Night Out. That's one of the biggest
events. Awesome. I love that.
Yeah, we really love that. And again, in the past, even before I got here, it's been a major success, and that's, again, that's a major effort by everyone in the police department, including, and again, the business owners and the people who live in town.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up. That's August 8th, and it's going to be over at Smithfield Park, and that's going to be a great event for us.
Please come out and hang out with us. We got things for kids, food, vendors.
Sure.
And this is a good way, it's for the police department to kind of show us and get out there with the community, but also to kind of boast some of the businesses and some of the local stuff that's in here.
Right.
So they can meet everybody in a one centralized location while we have fun doing it.
Right, as right. Well. And you can actually duck a cop. I bet.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, you can. Yep. I was the dunk tank victim last year. So, but no, I had a great time doing it.
Well, they try to get the mayor up there, but that's just not what I did.
Yeah. But no, it's a great time. And again, it's a great way to folks to come out, meet each other, and it's good for business too. You know, they can promote their business and it's just a great event. We have, I know in July it's National Hot Dog Day. So we're going to be doing that. We did it last year at Torrance Chapel Park.
Sure.
It was a great, great little event. May 28th is National Hamburger Day.
Oh, wow.
So we want to go out and I'll make a video. And all these events, by the way, will be on our website, mm-hmm. and also on our social media pages. And a couple of weeks prior to the event, we try to let everyone know that these are coming up.
Yep.
So
please jump on our Facebook page and follow us if you're on there. Yep. We give a lot of good updates on
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, that's the way to keep up with these guys.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. So we have those events coming up. And again, you know, there's things, as I mentioned before, we have a lot of great programs in place that already have dates set. But these spur of the moment spontaneous events will pop up and we'll let everyone know. And again, one of the biggest things that we're really proud of is we're going to start this youth after school program mm-hmm. over at the rec center at Bailey Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many kids that maybe they're not involved in organized sports or they're not part of a school team for many reasons, or maybe they just don't have too much to do after class. So we want to get out there and do a volleyball game or maybe a softball game or some dodgeball, which would be fun. And then have some snacks afterwards for the kids. Mm-hmm. But again, it's more of a mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we're planning on doing as well.
And our recs department Parks and Recs have been amazing on helping us with that.
Sure
Mike Wolf and all them.
Mike Wolf's been great, yep.
Yeah.
And John Anderson is a very, very big part of the community. So, but yeah, we've got quite a bit. The calendar is filling up and again, with these events, but you will see these random ones pop up, from time to time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. And we're always open to ideas from the community as well.
Sure.
If they see something they want us to roll into.
Well, just getting out and about and telling that great story is half the battle. Yeah. That is for sure. So, man, we've learned a lot today about things that kind of going behind the curtain a little bit at our Cornelius Police Department. And, it's a matter of educating our citizens with what you guys are all about. There's a human side to policing as well.
Absolutely.
And that's what you guys are representing so well. So
so
proud of what goes on in every aspect of the Cornelius Police Department, but particularly today as we highlight community engagement.
Yes.
So been a great show, gentlemen. Thank you, Officer Vinny and Officer Scott, for being here today. We appreciate it. And we'll be back next week.
Cornelius
Mayor Woody Washam.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.